Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, people. You're not just listening to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. Now, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
How's it going? This could mean Organic OK.
Now, good people, please feel free to get involved with this conversation. Call in and let us know what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, okay, let's talk a little bit about how a little bit of passionate seasoning that everyone's soul here can truly take flight. Let them know. Come on. Get the ball rolling, shall we?
Yeah, it's one of those moments that you see that people see. Well, that's one of the things we can't forget. As a roller tilling of the actual soil, it's the process of hardness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know for those out there that had opportunities to be free with love, and a harvest is being laid down into some soil. That means somebody that's close to their love and where the vibration level of ideas have been opened, been put into there. Their memories have been placed into a space where people lie down and don't come out of the soil. And this is the thing that we have to be clear about. I've been so many times in capacity of places where devastation didn't have an idea but be lost. And when you have people able to find you where you're lost in a destination and don't have a sound, and you're trying to find clarity because the things that they have brought to life have found the things that you really mean something connected to. And they're able to translate that so you can really feel the vibration level. They interpret you in their life. You interpret the ideas to be seen and see how they really contribute in your blessings that you call sharing, caring, and truly being embraced. Now, my show is talking about so many components of people expressing things. And truly, what you're expressing, you don't realize there's so many people that embrace in you. And don't worry about so much about the people that's been downfall, you've been uplifting, and they haven't been truly caring about what you're thinking. They're thrilled by the ability you have, the actual altitude of the light, the actual, you know, chef ability that you're able to cook the things that they truly care about. But then they have some, in some way, they're trying to find out what's the downfall about you, what makes you not special. And they're not truly concerned more about how the things that you're putting in their fire, you're fueling these things that motivating, the highlight of someone that don't have an insight on things. And they're finding all these things that make you vulnerable to the connection, but disconnecting those moments is just like taking electricity out. But then not even knowing you have a generator in your ability to find more people to care and truly connect to another light, to another level of caring. When you are truly left in your dessert and seeing people become the waitress to say, are you done? Can I take anything from this? When you get into that point of life, when you're seeing the things that are supposed to be blessings to your life, and they are more going to the restroom to free themselves because of things that make them emotionally complex, that make them constipated, but now they got to run away from you because the things that you're bringing to life, the things that you're sharing to them, giving them, in a sense, in a metaphor of organic pimping, you're making them cross-contaminated. And when you know someone cross-contaminated, you have to clean. Every time the cross-contamination come into the setting, every time, there's five times you got to cross-contaminate, clean it every time. Because anytime someone knocks things that's cross-contaminated, it's going to infect the cross-contaminated. Right? So It's so important that we are not cross-contaminated for ourselves, because if we are the solution, we can't be the problem that gives the problem more results and more freedom. There's more space out there in the field where people being lowering down to the ground. And that's a space where people call silence wit. In a sense, a silence got direction of a name highlighted, a message of where love have been locked in, playing the same old game of death. And you're seeing different fields of connection you think that's supposed to be motivating you, but you're devastated through that outcome of what that name says, that date. And you're looking at this, and it's like the tattoo of the star that we go to see in fame. And seeing this kind of powerful message carry all over. It's like the amplifier that's carrying your heart and is not loyal to your pain to be left in silence. Yeah, this comedian Organic OK speaking. My co-host, Talk Dude, have a few words to speak. Go ahead, Talk Dude.
Yes, all right. Now look, season your soul a little bit. Take a moment to ask.
High blood pressure, huh? Yeah, be careful, because some people got high blood pressure. As you're speaking, I'm listening.
Find a way to season your soul. Take a moment to yourself. Find some place, a little solace, with a little bit of isolation. And find a way to listen to yourself. Start to feed your soul. Hear what it's trying to tell you. You're always trying to tell yourself, and sometimes we get off really badly because we don't personally listen enough to what the soul is telling us.
Go ahead, man.
What we need.
Right.
What we're truly dying for. We don't listen. We listen to a lot of external voices who basically try to tell us what they want, or they even try to tell us what they think we should want, what we're supposed to want.
You notice when you find the answer, you find that frequency that balance your understanding, how you just don't want to compromise that with people that don't get it. And you know that's your responsibility to be a designated gift to free others. You know how rare it is to find someone that truly relate and understand where you're coming from and don't fold on your opposition that you're pinning on their plate? You know what it means to truly identify with this ability. For those all around, this opportunity of expression where their mind carries them to another level of appreciation. Thank you. Thank all those out there. Thank those that gave the gifts. Thank those for actually investing in the caring ability. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And as you were saying,
you can feed your soul. You can basically make a point to listen to that soul every opportunity you get. You feel a sense of peace, tranquility, and serenity when you listen to the soul. What the soul wants, what the soul needs, what the soul is trying to get, what the soul exists to take, what the soul is trying to give you. Listen to that soul. Can you hear it calling to you? Can you hear it trying to tell you something? Maybe a lot of the problems in life is you're not listening to it as much as you damn well should.
Don't forget either. The soul got personality. The soul got, you know, joking moments. So don't think the soul is just saying something that it forgot. The soul ain't crazy. The soul is funny. So don't forget that. When the soul is doing things, I don't get that. Sometimes the soul wants you to be humorous and laugh. That's how I really care about you, to show you love and caring. When you get closer to that moment, to truly embrace, you think the humor is behind just being anger. And then the anger is freeing you to the next level, but the anger, it really disconnects. See, the love and caring and the ability to really connect and reflect the light in the sun, the heating moment, the cold, to actually quench your thirst. When you overheat it, it's a part of laughing. In our life, when we're dealing with the level of capacity of people not able to comprehend where your love have carried in comedy and our life and what we're talking about, our comedy, have been so much of our bone. I think the comedy, in my capacity, where I come from, I think comedy is a Gemini. And I open up, it's not limited by the reflection. It's limited by the echo that jumps out and dries the taste of the effort. And love is not limited. When you're carrying on, it's another thing that's there. You must understand when the physical ability becomes restricted, the outcome of love will find other places. Love would abandon the stress of limitation to be with the ability of excellent execution of caring and moving more. We'll move on. Love don't forget. Love come back. Love invests even more. Love put the pressure on not fulfilling my moment, but give us all the moments. Carry on.
I will carry on. You're listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Now take a moment to ask yourself, how can I nourish my soul today? How can I feed it? How can I reward it? For telling me what I want to know. How can I listen to it?
That's an inside experience. When you're loving through the love won't be left out in the cold because it's inside of the treatment of the gift. It's so connected. Love have found so many directions. Love have landed on so many platters of the temperature that the temperature find a moment to look out of the eye and be a part of the love that rise. And that's another thing. We must not forget there's been someone always invested, like our parents invested in the actual uniform, the uniform of how we have came on this planet, the actual carrying the moment. But look at this, how life will show us another part of distributing, how we truly meant to be cared for, how we truly meant to be emulated. And love have made so many conversations. Until in comedy, can you please be the actual paparazzi and be the gossiping of carrying my message so when we're left in the garbage can, as we call, you know, somewhere where tags where people have been weighed and thrown into a freezer, that's not the end. It's not the beginning, but it is extended part of where we will end up at moments. You must understand, as someone devastating moment seems like they don't have anything, they are mostly relocated, but if somebody looking for a moment so they can be the cleaning expression we call caring, taking this moment to truly reward someone with the ability of having that caring moment that it affects your ability to be even more than what you ever imagined. Having somebody you didn't know that has a desire to really care for you as you need to be cared for. Coming and sneaking up on you like an enemy would sneak up on you, sneaking up on you and changing your life for the better. That's a secret from comedy. Comedy is not always disaster and destroying people. Comedy is magical moments where you didn't think pimping can exist. Pimping have comedy in it. And we talk about organic. And that's what we feel fulfilling people moment. Not just sounding like something that sounds good, but feeling good. You know, like I always tell people this. I said two because that's what I meant. I don't have to roll it the way you're telling me because it's going to end up at the same number. Whatever that number is going to be the number that's going to be. Even if it rolls, it's going to be what it's going to be. So when I say there's two people, and for me, for those that understand what I say, there's no limitation in my ability to understand articulating this pimping I do. It's two people. It's takers and givers. Even the way you can change that way, you can change how the shape it is, but is it tailored to the ability of what's needed for you to be excellent at the level that you are? Don't be too expression. Now, right now, we at 6:15 p.m.
And I was about to say. I was just about to say, 6:15 on the dot, you are listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Please, let your own voice be heard. Come on. We're on the air. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We want to talk. We want to hear from you.
We got this moment. Let's listen. When I thought about an idea that I seen you a part of, I seen you. Yeah, you. You ain't heard my conversation before. But I heard your conversation before because it's a part of the conversation that we invested in. It's not limited by isolation of not seeing where you are. It's new. See, what I tell people this all the time, I say, you got something new. You got something dirty. And you got something that's been washed. What can somebody that's new do when they're around something that's dirty or something that's rewashed? What could they do out of those three? If it's one that's being original, being organic, pimping, what could they only be in the position that it needs to be at their hand? It's to be brand new. Because the other two are going to change. They're all going to be something eventually. They're going to need the new. If anyone want to get from that, they're going to have to go new. And going new, you don't go from new to used to washed. It's a process. You're not there no more. So for those who get the opportunity to be new, as you are, yeah, look at this, people. Can I tell them something? Talk to them. Can I get into them? Can I tell them information?
Please tell them. That's what the show is about. Speak the word. Spread it. Like wildfire.
Listen to me. Those out there that's coming up, being powerful, magical moments, being instruments of vibration level that appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate those that came before my time. I appreciate all those entertainers that's in life changing people's outcome, changing people's weather, things that they actually didn't have ideas to express. For those that's out there that truly have a caring moment, that truly reflect the things that people have weathered through the storm, and these things became something that's almost magical as having a smoothie that quenched your thirst at the moment that you need it, and having the things that magically fall in place as you blend the right herbs and white magical touches. Now, what I'm getting to right now is for those out there being emotionally compromised because it's not organic, it's not naturally illustrated, not having cross-contaminated platforms, right? Now, when someone tell you this, listen to this. Someone tell you this, I'm old enough to be your mama. I'm old enough to be your grandma. Now, let's look at this. Let's look at this. Let's check this out. Those out there, there's so many people out there that get it. Got that point because you can be aligned with the same age peer group and be, in a sense, you'd be lost like broken bones. You imagine how many bones in our body add up to numbers? And once that bone is broke, it's stress. It's tension. And once something is fractured, that's even worse because a broken bone heals, but fracture takes a little bit longer to really, and that's what it is. When people try to tell you their age and where their place is, when their life is broken, their life is fractured, their life is concussion. This is the thing I'm telling you. And then they try to throw it on you like, for all those magical moments. I understand. I've been an exception to the rule. But I've seen these capacities of how people try to limit you from the resources of what they think they have. Like, the only option you have to negotiate is not just the flea market. It's places before you got the flea market, it was places retail that you can buy things brand new and you don't have to worry about people trapping, and even tailored. Like, my wife and what I've been fortunate to have. I've had tailored situations. And people still try to talk to me like I'm general public. Thank you for the win, Blues. Because I'm telling people sometimes it's not always gas, man. Sometimes the cool is laughing. Because listening personally, I've had the opportunity to deal with so many different types of relationships. And being that I've been gifted and rewarded, there's no reason that I'm standing and making a negotiation with the garbage bin. Recycling is recycling. You recycle what you need to recycle in those particular things. But when somebody trying to tell your destination have been revoked, when they have not been through the traveling arrangements, it's options in the planning of gifts. It's options in the planet that they haven't even been rewarded to see. They've been the black sheep of, listen to this, the masses of what we see is not in the general population opportunity. When we truly get to see the remarkable ability of how gifted people come out and they'll make things that you see, they always got these, believe it or not, programs and these magical things that you, this is what I'm slamming you. When somebody, see, that's what's so funny. You people, listen to me. People think that they're talking to you. They think that they denied you something by saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to be your grandma. I'm going to be your mama. But they don't understand how this moment that you have with the actual harvest you needed to carry your life to another altitude that you didn't get to get, you in here in the lobby, an emergency opportunity place, and you don't realize you went through all these processes, all these entitlements. You don't own this. Sir, if you don't back your mouth off of the receiver and stop breathing on the line. Now, this is so important for those out there that's trying to get through this magical moment. It is something in life I've been rewarded. Me personally speaking, my co-host, I apologize, co-host. I'm just being a little overtaking with not allowing you to speak. Excuse me, as you have something to say. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. I woke up this morning. I've been fighting off a very nasty flu. It's not the COVID, don't worry. But really, honestly, I'm wondering, how do I basically feed my soul? How do I feed that sense of inner self? I mean, we all talk about true love, that basically
that's a true feeling that it lifts the actual caring where you have somebody that's motivating. Love is like the motivation of the actual workout that fills you and gets you to where you need and don't just leave you in the transition state, but leave you in reward. And from my space, what I'm dealing with is comedy. It keeps you up there. And when you truly pimp comedy to organic platform, that's really where it come in at, right?
Oh, yeah.
As you were saying, we listening?
Truth is, I find myself often basically just asking myself as spirit, what does it need? What does it need?
You know what it
needs? What is it missing? Go ahead.
It's missing you, man. How can you sit there and put your signature on something that have your actual says the cross out X and it says right next to it, put your signature there and you don't think you're supposed to get the cash from that? You're paying out. The reward is after you put the signature on the back of that check, it says put that X. It's right next to X, put your signature, and guess what you're getting?
You're getting
what you want. If you want to keep it, some of that in your account, you can take some of it out. You want to take majority of what you want, that's what life is. Life is cashing out what you already been paid for the task. So based on what you've been paid for and what the caliber of what the reward is different level of freedom. And you got to look at where you at. Stop looking at yourself where you don't care about yourself because others have left cross-contamination. You care about yourself because it is your freedom of care. You don't realize the more you care, people behind you looking at you like they're licking their hearts like someone's licking some dessert on their finger. When they see the things that you're bringing, you're reaching them at another level. Now, come on now. We're listening to you, man, but don't fall short on your happiness that you fall into the crowd that's carrying you on to another level of greatness.
You can feed your soul, feed your spirit, feed yourself. You can give yourself what you need every single day. Put a little bit of seasoning in that soul, that spirit, that what have you.
Get past all that seasoning, but let's get in that plasma, what's going on. That's plasma in there. And all the seasoning's in your plasma. Whatever you've been cooking, whatever you've been doing, it's all in that plasma. And the next part of that is where the love is really breathing from. What's inside is the blood. The blood is in you. And that's in your genetics right there. What you've been made of. The fruit can talk about what it's made of. Would it be talking about you? Come on now. We're listening to you. Come on now, man. This is not a game show. You able to win. This is not a tyranny of losing. This is not a cross-contaminated. Hey, I got to lose all this to get this. Hey, no, it's not cross-contaminated. We ain't saying about cannibalism in this organic pimping. There's no cannibalism in this. This is something that's set up different. You ever seen somebody put all the effort to make you win, and then on the other side, people truly invested, won't ever get their reward? No, we ain't talking about that, man. We're talking about the new side, man. We're talking about the organic and the flow. We're talking about living the rhythm, living the vibration level. When we sit there and see all those magical people that we had the opportunity to see, you go to the barrel side, you see all these people, some of them we never even known about, and you find out how all these people, you know, and what they've accomplished and how they infected people's ability to change and care and love and see eyesight, see the weather, and seeing all these things, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing, because now for those that reaching points of understanding more than they ever understood before, reaching points where people that they know and they have been truly invested in, they see, this person, and these people, man, their days have already been traumatized from this time period, actual emergency, you know, drill of complicated moments. And for those who've been dealing with this complicated moment, been preparing for these things, and now they're just on this marathon process of just dealing with this repetition, and they're seeing their happiness lose the ability to be reflected as seeing this deja vu happiness. And we
keep
know
going, keep going, keep going.
The Gemini have more ability than we recognize. And I want to tell everybody out there, for your signs out there, we don't discriminate on this happiness thing here. It's organic pimping here. And we reflect in the individuals. Because when I talk about going around the world, going around the nation, I know some of the people that, hey, I couldn't even save the city on that ability because I don't know what I come to find out. It's so many tailor-made people that regardless of where they've been at, regardless of what they're going through, they make this thing work a little bit better because they're accepting to the rule. I can't say one city that made my understanding of love or just so much special, but I can tell you this one thing that make my special ability so relatable. Because all these thoughts of ancestors and how they actually cared, how they actually really wanted you to have things, and not knowing you have the ability, the desire to open up and care that. It's nobody, I don't care where in the world that they come from. Anybody can have a desire. It's free to have desires to really care. And that's the really thing that, it's a reference to how someone can care from back then. Your heart can be so magical and move through the time. People's always telling me about magical care and all this thing. And I'm saying, hey, my heart is here. Don't try to shortchange me from the times because my time is my heart. I have the ability to reach any capacity of thinking, of caring, and open up the desire to really move and trigger things. And you talk to me like I'm absent in the actual ability to contribute. And I see that in the essences as we move around, how they actually say, yeah, they don't know you one of them type of people. Because the times are mold, a shape, and narrative that's biased. And show you people, and I have to always say, for those that come behind me, have a desire and moving through the times, they have the ability to see and make things happen, man, and truly care. I just say, keep the organic pimping, that's what I do. And I was inspired by a lot of different people. But I never forget, it's the ability that I connect with actually working through that allow me to have different harvests, let me have different things that you may have never thought that someone like me had a desire to reach any capacity of anybody, intellect that you magically think that's the X factor right there. I've been knowing this as a little guy. I've been that kind of person my whole life. I'm sitting around people trying to be so humble, trying to be so rewarding. I'm almost sedated over here with people trying to tell me, oh, this person is magical. I understand it because I'm so tuned in. I always thought that. I was relatable to people. Where I'm from,
brother, I believe we're off the air.
You know, this is the first time that I've done that.
I know. I didn't want to interrupt, but, well, that's that. That's funny.
We're done. Turn it
off.
All right. Okay. Level. Thank
all
you,
right.
Everybody.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
You are going to go okay. No.
See you tomorrow.
You know. You know, it's still record. I don't care. You can go over time. As long as you talk, it'll keep going. You know that, right?
It does.
Yeah, it do. Because I was talking online, and we were doing the conference, and I talked for like 30 more minutes and still recording.
Just say.
You got to hang it up. You hang it up?
Okay, I'll hang it up.
Oh, you. This guy got me so on air.
All right, I'll go. Okay, fine.